of the beaches and some of the other events that are being scheduled, then we'll have this full measure of understanding going out, being disseminated to the populations in urgent need. Da Vinci grasped the solution. This is Leonardo da Vinci's famous drawing of John the Baptist. If you remember correctly from your Bible study, you remember that where Jesus went to and who he went to in order to get anointed so that he could start his healing ministry, today called Christianity, which focused on love. The essence of the message was brotherly love, sisterly love, and creator love. And that was the essence of it. Distilled it down to its essence, you're looking at he was baptized in the holy water so that he had that full measure of energy flow so that he could basically tell you how important faith and trust is in the glorious creator, that that's the essence, the key that turns on the covenant, the contract. The Ark of the Covenant included what turns it on is this heartfelt, loving faith in Creator. And that subsequent to that faith, all you need to do is pray. Prayer. You are literally a manifestation of the Creator's prayer. Creator said, "Let there be light." Set it with love and joy. To literally co-create you. Create you, and then now you and I get a chance to co-create with Creator anything we want, so long as we've got those two things. Faith. And secondly, prayer. Now, where does that come about? How does that happen? In the beginning there was the Creator, there was the water. Before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, in Genesis 1:3, where the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the water to divide the water from the water to create the dome of the firmament, says the Bible. Or the ether, says some Bibles. Which in physics, in modern physics, is the quantum field. So before the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the water to create this quantum field in which then the word, sound, frequency, prayer was spoken. To let there be light. And that's very similar, by the way, if you study dolphins and dolphin communications and capacity of dolphins to use sound in water to create bubbles and blow bubbles and play with bubble rings and sonically vibrate the bubbles so intensely that it heats up to about 5,000 degrees, approaching the heat of the sun, and subsequently light starts to come out of this domain, this bubble. Suddenly you realize, holy smoke, we have modern science that slam dunks the concept of creationism. So in hydrosonic engineering, not just freedom from infectious diseases, we're really talking about the whole nine yards. We're talking about recreating everything in faith and trust and love and joy in prayer and water. NASA science proved about 10 years ago only that space is full of water. Last year, you might have read headlines that said they found on Mars rocks that had water inside the rocks. They took pictures of snow falling on Mars. Water is throughout space. It is the creative juice. It is a liquid crystal. Superconductor that 80% of your body is filled with. And if you don't think, and I'm not talking pantheology here, I'm not talking about the fact that every living entity has the spirit of the Creator, as that theology holds, which is accurate. I'm talking about everything in the universe has the Creator's signature and spirit in it because it all comes from the prayer, word, spoken, and that word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. What is that? Simply mathematics. So you've got two most important things for this discussion. You've got water, the universal solvent, ut re mi fa sol. Solve a pollute in Latin, solve the problem. You got any problem? You give it to the water. You give it to part of the triune God. In the beginning there was the Creator, the water. Before there was the Word. Before the